Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. It's Friday morning. It's May 22nd. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We're at 6:06. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
EMCs, good morning to you. Collect those boarding passes, 9:22, 12:22, and 3:22. I know we are hours away from that, but I feel like I am not doing my job if I'm not telling you to grab those boarding passes so you can get on Flight 102, head out of here, round-trip airfare, all-inclusive to Jamaica. My gosh, that would be great.
Especially I still think about
that Cavs game last night.
Oh, yeah.
You still think about what I'm saying?
About Jamaica every day. I still think about that trip every day and just how wonderful it was and how exciting it is that someone else gets to go there and we get to kind of coach them through it.
Yeah.
And because obviously we need to tell them all the hot spots to go to.
We do. And we just checked out two of the resorts. There are several resorts that you have to choose from, some adults-only resorts, some family-friendly resorts. So the people couldn't be nicer. The food couldn't be greater. The atmosphere was amazing. Just a really relaxed, chill vibe. That's where we were at. Other parts of the island are a party. I mean, Montego Bay, party. You know, with the grill where we're at. More chill. Hey, man.
Very.
You want some food, man?
Yeah, it was chill.
How are you doing, man? You good? It's like, yeah, and it may be chill out. I was relaxed.
You were chill.
It was very, very good.
Very relaxed.
9:22 is your first boarding pass. Let's kick off that show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
You were chill in Jamaica because your back hurt, though.
Just, I got, and by the way, I'm going through the entire process, and I got a my chart message yesterday. I didn't like.
We need to hear more about that. Please tell me we're talking about that.
No.
Okay, we need a guest for dead.
Maybe off the air.
Dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope.
I was able to mow my yard yesterday without sitting down, like without stopping. That is a big deal to
that
me.
Is.
That was the first time in a month I was able to do that.
Good job. I'm glad that happened. It made me nervous when you said you mowed your lawn yesterday.
Yeah.
I feel like you're pushing it too hard.
I think my back should be in that envelope.
Oh, boy.
It's not. 216-343-1021. EMCs, we need your guests to kick off the show. Your guest is 4 minutes away. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I am great. Jen's drive-in was fun. We'll talk about that after.
Oh, my gosh.
Dead guy in the envelope. But we love your guest, though. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope.
Oh, come on. I don't think it's been guessed before. Sammy Davis Jr.
No, it's not Sammy Davis Jr.
Not Sammy Davis Jr. We appreciate the guest, though. By the way, Sammy Davis Jr. on the list, which means we need another guest. Then we can talk about Jen's drive-in. We need somebody not on the list. 216-343-1021. Another guest is next for Dead Guy in the Envelope on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. How was that drive-in?
You know, it was not great, Tim. It was dead-stop traffic right by 14th and Clark coming in on 71. It was about a mile away. And all of a sudden, it is very rare at the time of the day we come in to get any traffic at all or any issues getting into work. So it was dead stop traffic. Sitting there for a while, I texted you. I said, I don't know what's going on. And when it's not, sometimes it'll like inch slowly. I mean, this was like not moving. And then once it did slowly start to move, I noticed, and I was looking at, you know, 14 said it was a mile away. And I'm like, if I could just get up to that, then I can cut through Tremont,
of course, and get, yeah.
And
jump
get
back
to downtown.
On or whatever. Yeah.
Well, then I noticed a couple cars are gently sliding off to the right, like driving through the median to get over where you would exit for 14th and Clark. It's like, because you know, in 71, there's like those long parallel ramps.
Yep.
So I just copied a car that did that.
You did not.
I did. I
Ben
drove
Chewy.
Off to the right. I know. Was it bad? But I will say this. There was like an already, like, you know, when you're in the woods and someone has walked the path ahead of you.
So yes.
Like the path is already like tramped down
yeah,
a little
flattened,
bit.
Flattened, ready to go.
It was flattened and ready to go in this portion of the median. So I was able to get around it.
So look for the dirt path if you're stuck in that traffic.
Don't do that.
Don't. It will not exist.
But I will say this. It was a terrible accident. I mean, a car
was really bad. That's
horrible. I don't know if it's still there. I would guess they have it cleared by now, but if you are in that area, it is to the far right, right when you're coming up, like near that Metro Health curve and all that. So,
yeah, Jeff Thomas does a great job with traffic. Just you were just in it. So I thought we would hit that because it was only not even a half hour ago or whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
So, well, there you go. We stay away from that area if you can, unless it's cleared up. Maybe you're there now and you can give us an even more update. 216.
Someone says, I think I saw you do it. What?
216-343-1021. Also, if you want to rat on Jen, I'm here for it.
No!
It's Star 102. Thank you, Rachel, for being our traffic correspondent on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. That's why the EMCs are the best. I will say it till the end of time. I think I saw you do it, Jen.
Oh, jeez.
Three laugh emojis. And I see you replied, LOL, OMG, no way. Then I replied under that, yes, tell me more, Tim.
I didn't see your reply.
Off-roading.
That didn't come through yet. I was. Well, listen, I had to get around the traffic, and I saw a couple cars ahead of me do it. And since there was already a beaten path there, I thought, well, seems all right. I mean, it wasn't like everyone was doing it, just a few cars. And it worked out. It worked out. Do I advise you to do that? Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not
definitely
a thing.
Not. But, and you know, now that we've talked about it, I think we should move on.
Probably should move on. I'm interested right before the three things here, Jeff Thomas's traffic update
very curious to see if it's cleared yet too. So one of our Netflix favorites coming to an end.
Oh no, I can't have the Cavs losing and my baby show gone. This is the best show and I can't believe it. What's the best show not on TV that's at 8:10? I'm already ready for it. This is sad news. I cannot believe this. I did not need this.
Okay.
And don't give me the obvious ending or I'm going to throw up.
Well, I was just going to say, to which show will we say au revoir?
I will. Yeah, exactly.
Au revoir.
Peace out.
After season 6. I know. I'm sorry you're so upset. That's in 60 seconds. LaGrange is at 46 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know this morning. United Airlines adding more nonstop flights out of Cleveland Hopkins later this year. There will be new service to Las Vegas that begins. I knew you'd be excited about that in September. While seasonal flights to Miami start in December. We could soon have a new license plate option here in Ohio. A simple black plate with white lettering. The so-called blackout plate just passed the Ohio Senate, now heads to the House. People say the cleaner design would match modern vehicles better. And Emily in Paris, officially coming to an end. Netflix says production has started on the show's 6th and final season. Filming takes place in Greece, Monaco, and Paris. Star Lily Collins says the final season will give fans everything they love about Emily's last adventure. What do you mean it better not end how you think it's going to end? It better end that way.
It better not end that way.
You're kidding me.
I'm all for the cheese of that show.
This is a show.
They're not basically even close to each other in this most recent season.
Well,
I do not need this. They won't. In some way they will, but not together marriage.
They have to. This is the kind of show that has to end up with a pretty little bow wrapped up on it on the end. You don't need anything surprise. You don't need anything weird. You need it all to work out. Because if it doesn't, and we sat through all these seasons of repetition of the same storyline over and over and over and over again.
That the plot is like no other show. Emily. That is a great show.
It is a great show, but the plot is, it's thin. It's 626.
The plot's not thin! Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Sometimes I see a TikTok and it really just, I wish I didn't see. Now, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just apparently we're all having smoothies wrong and we're just drinking nothing nutritional because we're ruining it all.
Man, that's definitely me. I have a smoothie. I just like the taste and I don't even... I can't wait for this.
Because I'll tell you what Stevie's about to say, I think I know what you're about to say. This one item you're adding to your smoothie is making it unhealthy.
Since when was that a thing?
I don't know. I saw that yesterday too, and I was so mad about it because that is like the core deliciousness of a smoothie.
I feel like everyone adds that to a smoothie, and you're telling me it just like counteracted my entire smoothie?
It counteracts everything in the smoothie, apparently.
Man, I am not liking this already.
No, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Ugh, 4 minutes away on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
TikTok teaches you a lot of things, and sometimes I wish I didn't hear some of the stuff I hear from the app. But there was a video that came across my For You page of this guy, and he's very upset, and he's just in his car. He's not like a scientist. He's not a doctor. He's just this guy very upset in his car, and he made a statement, and this is what he had to say.
Just found out you can't put bananas in your smoothie because apparently there's an enzyme in the banana that breaks down all the nutritional value of the berries. So it's as if you're not even having the berries. You're getting none of it if there's a banana in there. Why is that a thing? I can't have bananas with my berries. Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
That's not true.
That's the dumbest piece of information of life, because bananas make it delicious.
Is that true?
Well, good question. So that's what I thought. I heard this. He's just a random guy in a car. I'm like, that can't be anything. So, of course, I search it up on TikTok again, and I see a video by a doctor, a literal, like a legit doctor, verified doctor. And here's what he had to say.
You shouldn't add bananas to your smoothie, and here's why. Bananas add a nice texture and sweetness to smoothies, but did you know they could counteract some of the positive benefits of smoothies? That's because bananas contain something called polyphenol oxidase. This enzyme breaks down polyphenols, which are some of the super nutrients found in berries and other supplements like greens powders that are often added to smoothies.
You ruined people's lives this morning.
Well, really, because the banana is what helps you choke down the greens powders, which are not delicious.
I use greens powder as someone that doesn't like most vegetables, and I always add a banana because it helps.
It helps with the sweetness.
So now I got nothing from it. I just drank that for no reason.
No reason.
And what can take the place of the banana?
Sugar.
You know what I mean? The sweetness. I'm serious. When you think about that. And I'm just like relatively new. Let me grab a smoothie, especially in the afternoon when I'm usually grabbing things that I shouldn't grab to eat. So I think to myself, okay, I like to make smoothies, or I try to find, like, I have, you know, friends that own a local smoothie shop. There's the Smoothie Kings. There's like the list goes on and on in places. So I'm always trying to find stuff that I like now. And it always has banana in it.
Always.
So I shouldn't have that.
Well, strawberry banana is like one of the biggest
flavors. Good.
Yeah.
What about the protein packer?
I mean, the protein packer needs to get in my mouth
No, that's fine because there's no berries.
Oh, so it's not calories. And, yeah, like, there's no berries, but I feel like there's all. There's no way that that is healthy.
I don't know if it tears apart the protein.
I just know I'm full when I'm done, and it's great.
It's so good. It's so good.
Anybody else? Is this? This must be a thing.
It really ruined my day.
Or maybe you have a favorite smoothie. I'm down with that. I'm always looking.
Hope it doesn't have bananas in it.
Yeah. Do you have a banana free?
No way.
Smoothie.
Nobody drinks banana free smoothies.
I need to know that. Oh, man. Bananas and berries going at it. I don't like this. 216-343-1021. Smoothies. Oh, what smoothie am I going to try? Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good.
It's not going to be as good. There's no way it's as good without a banana.
You can't have bananas and berries in your smoothie because bananas cancel out the goodness of the berries.
Could you just have like a banana peanut butter smoothie?
Yes. Just when you add the berries. And the super greens is when they cancel.
Oh, the super greens.
You got to get the Bahama Mama.
What's that?
That's always good.
It's like strawberry, pineapple, white chocolate. It's that tropical smoothie.
Oh,
is it?
There's chocolate in it? See, that's my
chocolate.
Kind of smoothie.
Yep.
It's more like a milkshake.
That's what
if
I'm talking about.
If you can't let me have banana, then I'll just have white chocolate.
Mean, you're actually right. I said that I like smoothies, but they have to be milkshake leaning.
Right. Yeah, they have to be a milkshake forward smoothie.
We've already talked about my yogurt issue. That has to
sugar,
be out.
Yes. Like pulp. I love pulp, but they use like straight up sherbet ice cream.
I don't care. That's why.
Listen, the protein packer at pulp, I don't care. It is one of the most delicious things I've ever had in life.
Ever.
It's so good.
I'll DoorDash it right now to the alley.
I kind of think we should. Can we do that? Who can get us that? I mean, they're so tasty.
That's
and
like
there's
the best drink ever.
No way that there's any health in that.
There's protein.
I need to ask one of Izzy's friends.
Protein packer.
Her parents own a smoothie place. I need to ask them about this banana strawberry.
Yeah, find out.
Frozen mango. Cameron says he uses mango instead of banana, too. That's a play.
Ugh. Does that cancel out any other citrus? Do you mix mango with something?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Mango, like mango pineapple would be good.
That
mango
would be good.
Mango strawberry.
Okay.
Robin loves strawberry lemonade smoothie, she says she gets. That can't be,
I feel like
be bad.
All of these are very tart-leaning. And when you add the banana, it calms it down.
Not anymore.
It can't be calm because it takes away the health.
Well, takes away the health.
Apparently, I need my health elsewhere.
I can't. Well, I'm glad. I mean, that's a great Stevie on the social. I would never want to know. Have you ever heard of that? Well, you said you saw it on TikTok. I'd never heard of that.
I just saw it yesterday for the first time on TikTok. You have ruined a lot of things during this segment on the
show,
Stevie.
TikTok ruins things sometimes.
Yes, it does. And there's validity. And a doctor speaking. That's the problem.
I said this can't be true. And then a doctor confirmed.
All right. We appreciate it. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We have reached Friday. Memorial Day weekend right around the corner. We have a round of Trump Tui coming up at 7:35. Grab those boarding passes all day long, 9:22, 12:22, and 3:22. Your chance to board Flight 102, 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive getaway to any Sandals or Beaches resort in Jamaica with round-trip airfare on Flight 102. So we're a couple hours away from that.
We have our first field report of the season today.
Oh, we do?
Mm-hmm. This, because both of my sons play baseball. I have a 12-year-old, I have a 14-year-old. And we go to a lot of baseball fields. Now, if you're thinking I'm going to tell you about field conditions, that's really not the way this goes. We talk bathrooms. We talk, can you bring your dog? Are there concession stands? How long is the walk? Can you wear flip-flops? Is there a lot of gravel? Now, currently, you're not going to. And look, full disclosure.
I love that is there a lot of gravel.
Well, yeah, if you're wearing a flip-flop, the gravel will get in your flip-flop. I mean, you want to know.
You had a stroller or anything else? There's a gravel situation?
A lot of wagons.
That's off-roading.
A lot of wagons at baseball games. This week's field report, and here's my full disclosure. I started my field report in my hometown, my current, where I live, Westlake, because that's where I was this past weekend. And then it poured down rain. So if you watch the video I posted on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page, and it's up there now, if you're wondering why it seems a little not full, it's because I stopped recording because it rained and we had to leave.
Well, that makes sense.
But,
and any baseball parents get that, right?
Here's the thing. I think I mentioned this last year, and if you're new to field reports, you'll love this. And if you might have forgotten, there's a sneaky bathroom at Clegg Park that I didn't know about for years. There's a sneaky bathroom there. For years, I was in a panic because I thought there was only outhouses. There's a sneaky bathroom, and I want to talk about it next.
Okay.
And there's video of the sneaky bath. That's, I mean, you don't even see the field.
I like it.
You
it's
don't
like a
even
speakeasy,
see the field in my video.
It's a restroom.
It's only bathrooms. That's all that. Did you watch my video yet?
I am going to watch it during the song.
It's short.
I know it's very easy. You can watch it too. It's like 20 or 30 seconds, something like that. So I'm going to watch it during the song, and you're going to report your first field report
of
the season.
Very official.
It is time for the first field report of the season on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
This week's field report takes us to Westlake, Ohio, and Clegg Park. A beautiful park, many baseball fields, a lovely aquatic center, a rejuvenated, refreshed playground for the kids. Oh, I should include that for the younger kids, the playgrounds. That could be an addition to the field report this year. Because typically what we talk about the field reports are, I mean, my kids play baseball. We go to a lot of baseball fields. Can you bring your dog? Is it a long walk? Like, do you need a wagon to drag all your stuff? Is there gravel in there or is it paved? And how are the bathrooms? And let's be honest, that's my number one concern. And I got to be honest with you, I think I started field reports because of Clegg Park. Because I live in Westlake. My kids, when they played rec ball, played at Clegg Park a lot. And there are always two outhouses sitting right there between the pool and the baseball
field. Like porta-potties?
They're porta-potties. You can see them in my field.
You keep saying outhouse, and I think,
is that different?
They're digging holes at Clegg Park, and it's just the second time. I just wanted to confirm because I haven't been there for the...
You're right. It's called a porta potty. Why am I
really need to update. I don't know.
In like olden times.
I knew what you meant. I just wanted to...
Thank you for clarifying.
Just in case they were not actual outhouses.
They are not. They are not. I don't even...
That'd
you're
be
right.
Amazing.
I didn't... It
time
is
to dig a new hole.
Two porta potties right there.
Okay.
And I don't enjoy that.
That's
I
not,
will not use a porta potty. I don't want to.
They're not great.
I would literally leave the field, drive to like McDonald's or somewhere, use that restroom.
We all understand.
My field report this week covers the bathroom situation because the game, it started raining and I didn't get, there's no video of the fields, nothing baseball related. It's just bathroom and it's like a 20-second video, but it shows but porta potties and how you should not go there because there's a sneaky bathroom behind them. Turns out it's been there for years. I never knew. I would literally leave Clegg Park to go use a restroom somewhere else. There is a sneaky bathroom. It is outside of the pool area. So even if the aquatic center is closed, you can use this restroom. And I used it for the first time this past weekend.
And
it was lovely.
Was it?
I mean.
For that situation
for
type
that,
of understanding.
It is an enclosed, you know, building, which is not so you're,
you know, the bar is
it
low.
It flushes.
It's okay.
Let's say,
it's enclosed and flushes.
If it's enclosed and flushes, you're
so
going to get a diamond.
So it removes the remnants,
that.
Doesn't keep them
correct.
In a holding cell.
Correct. You
that
don't
is
have
a positive.
To walk into a small room with
that is
everyone's
great.
Remnants.
Some weirdo
right.
blued water.
So, right. And scent and all that. So yes, there is a nice
Okay.
And that's all I got for this week's.
Well, how many diamonds are you giving this?
Well, I gave it 3 diamonds, okay. And here's why. And you can bring your dogs, which is great.
That's good.
Not a far walk, which is great. Now we have a sneaky bathroom, which is great. There's no concessions unless the pool is open, which it is not yet, and you have to like walk up to the pool concession stand. So that's why it was one less diamond.
Well, you know, and baseball is not a short game.
It is not.
You need a snack.
You need a snack.
I mean, whether it's a sugary snack or a popcorn or a...
You need a lot of things at baseball. And you need to be prepared for all kinds of weather, especially at this time of year. I mean, we've had a bajillion games rained out, and then the ones that aren't rained out usually rains some point in the middle. And if it's a gentle drizzle, they're not stopping.
Oh, no.
They're going to keep going.
There's no stopping.
It's just a moist kid hitting a ball.
So where can we find your video?
It is right there on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. I will get it posted on our Instagram page as well. Again, very short watch.
The first field report of the season. Relatively successful, I think.
Sure.
All right. Good morning. It's Star 102. Robin, thank you for the DM. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jen, my son just started playing travel baseball this year, and I can tell you, I truly appreciate these field reports. The struggle is real.
The struggle is real. Oh, good, Robin. I'm glad it's helping you out. I wonder if she did say if she's on the west side or the east side or anything.
She did not say. But I bet if it's in, if you're playing travel baseball, you're everywhere.
Like everywhere.
That is not like travel down the block. That is travel around Northeast Ohio and beyond.
It is a lot, and they are lengthy games. You know what I realized this year, as my sons both play basketball and baseball. What's nice about basketball is that there is an end time. You see the clock, you see it running down, you know when it's over. And it's
indoors.
Yeah, an indoors. Baseball, it's just loose. Nobody's saying, oh, time's up. There's no timer. Usually the scoreboard isn't working, so I don't know what the score is. I don't know what inning we're in, because you know I'm not fully immersed in the game all the time. I chat with people. I mean, we're chatty people.
Hey, Evan, and Zoli and Tyler did not care about baseball. They were not baseball kids. Isn't there an app? Is there an app you can download and follow every single thing?
Yes, Game Changer. Yes.
One of my buddies, yeah, Andrew, his son was playing that.
I always forget this app.
This is legit.
I always forget that. So what I usually do, I always forget. And sometimes, by the way, Nate's like running it. And I forget. And I do have the app. But sometimes I try to find like the least judgy person there that I can say. Like what'll happen, this is what happens sometimes. My parents arrive to the game late, right? And I've been there. And they sit down and they'll say, like, what's the score? How's Max doing? Or, like, what inning is it? And it's loud. Like, other people hear them asking me that. And it's super embarrassing to not have the answer. And then I'm always awkward. So I try to, like, find a non-judgy person I can always, like, check in with. Like, if my father-in-law's there, he always knows.
Oh, so you know. Yeah.
And I'll be like, but, yeah, he's there out of town. And so he hasn't been there. I don't always know.
I feel like when I would go to friends' kids' baseball games, I would ask around, like, what's the score? Mm-hmm. And nobody had any idea.
Nobody knows.
Or they would play it off. Wait, did they score a third run? I don't remember. Like, you don't know. It's okay not to know. I know this is a long game. You're probably getting heat stroke out. They're like, hey, it is. There's a lot of elements to baseball.
I just need to tell my parents to stop asking me what's going on when they arrive.
Yeah.
Because it's real embarrassing.
You should get a shirt from an Etsy shop that says, I don't know the score. And just wear that.
Or the inning.
Ask him, arrow pointing to Nate or something.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Good morning. It's Friday. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show, just over an hour away from your first boarding pass. Your chance to board Flight 102, 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive getaway to any Sandals and Beaches Resort in Jamaica with round-trip airfare on Flight 102. We basically took that trip, 3 or 4 weeks ago, whatever it has been. It is amazing. The resorts are unbelievable. The water, nice and warm. The white sandy beaches. All the food that we ate, all the videos that we took, you can check it out. We absolutely took you there. It was an unbelievable time. It is certainly paradise. The people couldn't be nicer, more welcoming, and really just proud to be showing off Jamaica because Jamaica is now open, right? We're excited about that. That's the good news. Bad news is America's favorite show is going to be done.
Is it America's favorite show?
America's favorite show. It was just breaking news yesterday, probably. I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock yesterday.
What's astonishing to me is that you broke the news to me.
I did break the news to you, and I sent to Stevie as well, which I didn't hear back because we never do. But I still sent it to her.
I'm so glad to hear that you don't hear back from Stevie as well.
Ever.
Okay, good.
I don't even know if she sees half the things that I sent to her.
No, I think she sees them. Well, Stevie, by the way, I don't mean to get sidetracked, but I asked her why she didn't reply to a text I sent her last weekend. She's like, I did. And she pulled it up and she realized she wrote it out and never hit send.
Oh.
So she replied in her head, I guess, actually. So, but yeah, there is a big show coming to an end. We say au revoir.
America's favorite show.
That's a lot.
Television series.
That's a lot.
Coming to an end. Big news. I hope you're sitting down in 3 minutes. Hope you're still sitting down. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Emily in Paris is coming to an end.
I mean,
Netflix said production has started on the final season. This will be the sixth and final. They'll be in Greece, Monaco, Paris. Lily Collins says this season will give fans, quote, everything they love about Emily's last adventure. And let me tell you.
It's sad.
It is sad. I know you're sad about it. I know you love Emily in Paris. I feel like this is one of those shows that when it comes out, and I feel like it always comes out around the holidays, you binge it before I even do. You get so excited for Emily in Paris, and then you're like waiting for me to catch up so we can talk about it.
I'll take that hit because that is 100% true.
You love it. My brother loves it. My husband loves it. Everybody loves Emily in Paris.
Because it's a great show.
But let me tell you, they better deliver on this last season. And it better wrap up how we all expect it to.
It better not.
And the best friend better not end that story.
Don't bring that chef back.
You're joking.
It's going to end that way.
They
aren't even close to each other. It's not even a thing.
She's going
there.
It's
all of a sudden going to be a thing.
It's got to be a thing. The torture they have put us through every season with Emily in Paris, with the same lingering or underlying storyline that we all want to happen, that almost happens and never happens, better happen at the end of this show. And the fact that you don't want it, Tim Richards, is ridiculous.
I don't want it to happen, and I have one reason why it will. It will 100% happen the way that you want it to happen.
It better.
Darren Star. That's why it'll end the way that, with a nice red bow and good to go. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Emily in Paris is what we're talking about. This next season will be the last season. It better end the way we expect it to. Now, I will say this. You're right. That's how Darren Star ends. I mean, that's why the show is so.
Yeah.
A lot of times. Except there was an example. Stevie and I were talking off the air about this. You know the revival of Sex and the City and Just Like That?
Correct.
That was on recently? I hated how they ended that. They did not wrap it up. I mean,
you didn't love that show in general, though, right?
I just wanted more from the ending, and I understand why they did it the way they did. And that was a Darren Star show. So I'm like,
Here we go. Darren Star, and there, I'm sure there are more. Which is the best Darren Star show?
This is too tough already.
Sex in the City.
Mm-hmm.
I will mention Emily in Paris because that's what we're talking about. Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, my God.
Or Melrose Place. I'm just going to stick with those four.
I've got an answer. You want me to give it to you?
Sex in the City, Emily in Paris, Beverly Hills 90210, or Melrose Place.
I don't know.
You have to pick one of those four. If you're listening, you have to pick one of those four. I mean, there's
I'm
a few
torn.
Others, and Just Like That, we're not going to put that in there.
No.
Younger was good, but I don't think that I would put that in the top four, if you will. I'm just doing this as a quick Google search. I'm sure there's other shows.
For me, it's really between Melrose. I was easily about to say Melrose Place, but Sex in the City is up there. I mean, it's up there.
Oh, wow. Beverly Hills maybe third?
Yeah, that's not the best one.
Okay.
I mean, it was great. I loved it. Oh, Stevie says she knows the correct answer.
What, does she?
Yeah.
We'll bring her in.
She has an answer. But really, it's, I mean, Melrose.
I know what you're going to do. I know what it is. I know what show she's going to say.
Do you?
Oh, my gosh. I absolutely know. Producer Stevie, if you have an answer.
You got to pick one.
I do. I'll pick one. I definitely will pick one. It rhymes with Emily in Paris. Okay, it's not. You're right, though. This better be a good season. Last one. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Yeah,
Emily in
better
Paris.
Be. It better be a good season. Because
don't you think it's time to wrap it up?
No, I do not. Stevie, there are so many answers that need to be addressed.
It's such a disposable, watchable show. Like, right, every season really follows the same formula as does every episode. Yet, if you like that kind of stuff, it's great to watch. I mean, her outfits are fun. The events they put on, it's fun to see how they do all of that. We know how this show needs to end. You're caught up on Emily in Paris, right?
Yes.
You want it all wrapped up in a bow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same.
There's one logical answer.
And you want that to happen?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been waiting since that first episode for it to happen.
So Darren Star Show, Sex in the City, Emily in Paris, Beverly Hills 90210, or Melrose Place. You can only choose one. You brought in producer Steve. You were shooting texts out of the production studio.
None of them.
I thought you had an answer.
Yeah, well, not Beverly Hills 90210, just 90210. That's
the
only right
answer. Revival.
Correct, because I was obsessed with that show, and I had no idea it was even a revival until my mom told me. I was like, this show's so great. She was like, that is just Beverly Hills 90210.
You thought you were just watching an original show of life.
Apparently some of the actors in it were from the OG. I had no idea. I thought
Billy
they were
Idol was
teachers.
In it. Remember Billy Idol was in it?
No, Billy Idol was not
the teacher.
I just thought they were the teachers. Apparently they were from the show before.
There you go. Stevie weighing in with a different
show. It's a great show, though.
It is.
What's your favorite? Did you pick out of those four?
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is tough. Because I didn't watch a lot of Sex in the City like you did. You watched,
and
like
that's
it,
the one I've decided.
Which I
I'm
think
going
that's
with
the
that.
Right answer.
That's the answer.
Like I love Beverly Hills 90210, and then Melrose Place. But I didn't. I can't really weigh in on Sex in the City. Is the problem?
But Melrose Place at the time was so good.
It was
okay. So pick of the three then: Melrose, 90210, and Emily in Paris.
I think 90210 for me.
Wow.
Well, is that the wrong? Is that I didn't think there were wrong answers.
I just didn't think you'd pick that.
Yeah, I picked that one.
I really didn't. No. Surprised me.
I'm lying. It's Emily in Paris.
Yeah, I know it.
But you know
I
what?
Knew it!
I was trying to pick something else.
Definitely.
It's Emily.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.